Well, that is music from Tibet, and it's from an artist called Yongchen Lamo, and the name means goddess of song or goddess of melody. And indeed, Yongchen Lamo is here with us in the studio, along with Neil Steadman from the Tibet Support Group Ireland. You're very welcome, first of all, Yongchen.
Thank you for having me here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your life in Tibet?
When I was very young, the life was very difficult in Tibet. And I do believe there are some people know what's happened inside Tibet. My grandfather was killed by Chinese, and my grandmother was in the prison. And my mother was nun, and my father was monk. Then, of course, they banned this religion. You know, monks or nuns have to go and do labor camp. For me, when I grew up, we have 6 children, 3 boys and 3 girls. Yeah, there's not much schooling or food and choice for women or for children either. So everybody have to go to work. So at that time, my grandmother, she always says I should sing. And sometimes she asks me if I grow up what I would like to do. I said to her, I would like to become man, because I always thinking at that time men are quite strong. And where we live is the old neighborhood. It's been punished and many is destroyed mentally. And I try to help for these older people. Some of them, they are blind. And some of them, they're mentally, it's crazy, husband or wife, they're both. So I used to try to help them get waters. And so I thought, oh, it would be nice if I become man and grow up quicker. But my grandmother, she always says, if you really want to help people, then you must sing. And then for me, this is very difficult to understand, you know, how can singing help people? Because I... for 5-6 years old, and I didn't see future. So I said to her, singing doesn't help people. You know, everybody has their own voice, everybody can sing, and people need a food. And then she said, no, you have a gift, so you must use this as part of your spiritual practice. And so, yes, my mother also said, you know, she can die any minute, so better you learn some songs, make her happy. Then I said, okay. So make her happy, I learned some songs, and mainly old songs are that devotion songs.
The very old songs?
Yes, from my grandmother.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, you know, if in Tibet, if you really want, I mean, there are some singers, go to China, learn Chinese, sing in Chinese. And here we don't have any opportunities, then for me it's a little bit difficult to accept. At that time, I said, if I sing where I sing, for what? But she always says, no, you will help people, you must sing. So then, yes, I learned some songs, and at the same time, I really want to know why they have so much faith for their religious or for the Dalai Lama, and I would like to find out this. And then much later, I went to Dhamma Station, and so, yes, then this is quite dangerous. You know, they doesn't like anybody talk about free, or, you know, you have to always act like a Chinese. And so then I went to India, across the Himalaya Mountains, and that was very difficult, because, you know, once you pack small bag, you never know when you return that place again or not. And yes, now I mean left Tibet 15 15, and to me, since this is long time ago, but I wish I go back to Tibet one day. That is my home, you know. And I believe one CD called Coming Home, and this means everybody needs their own home. Even the birds, they need a net. So, yes, then once I get to India, across the Himalaya Mountain, and then I met Dalai Lama in India. And then, of course, shortly after 2 years, I came to the West Country. So I made some CDs, and that was won the Grammy Award. And I never, you know, thought I'd tour around the world or making CDs. But this, I didn't choose the work, but the work chose me. So I try to do best I can. And after I made the CD, after won the Grammy Award, then Peter Gabriel signed. He said, "Why, you know, how about you sign internationally?" So then I made a CD called Tibet. Tibet means Tibet is Tibet. And then coming home, and then there's another one. And in February, I have another CD coming called Mother. Yes, then I was quite lucky.
Yeah.